taxpayer now. Chris Carter, 52 Harris. I haven't been to that in a long time. Haven't been out of West Greenfield for a long time. I think what you've done as a council and the same with the school board is completely appropriate. You've provided a document for the budget committee to work with. It's something historically we have always done. The numbers will always change. Jim will have something come in mid-April, like Blue Cross might come in with a different rate. The budget committee has to be somewhat fluid in what they're doing. And I'm sure that they will be when they meet with you. I came up to the podium for a couple of reasons. One is this expectation of, you know, where the tax rate's going to raise. You've got a compounding issue this year, again, that you don't really, you know, nobody's really thought of. It's rebound. Some people, you know, you're going to look at the bottom line of the levy to see whether or not it's within the range that you want, but you're going to have some very disparate tax increases on certain segments of the population and residents this year because of rebound. It's not going to be equal, and you're going to have to factor that into the issue as well. And it's just another one of those issues you're going to have to deal with.
Well, people aren't aware. Right. I think that people have to be made aware very early that with the rebound, and there has been a reduction in property value.
In some areas.
They will see a tax rate that is substantially higher than the tax rate that they're seeing today. But when they look at the end number, it will probably be equal or somewhat, and there'll be some fluctuation in that. But that's something that's going to, we have to make sure, and we'll have the assessor in here, and I'm sure he's going to run some seminars, you know, prior to people getting a tax bill to let them know that, because that's a major issue.
But the second more important issue is Louise hit on it. In my office today, I received a package from the state legislature about the stimulus package. The money is all over the lot. And if the town is going to receive any money, whether it be through Article 1 in education, whether it be additional educational funding, or whether it be for housing aid for the construction of the schools, or other places where that funding may find its way to the revenue stream of this year, you're actually trying to put something together. And I think the Budget Committee should do its due diligence, as it's always done, to come up with the numbers that are prudent and open the door to leave some leeway if we don't know the information, because the legislature probably won't act on until mid-June, late June, that you may have to instruct Jim to look at the process of going through, of extending the time to have the meeting. And it's something you shouldn't have to do every year, but this is an extenuating year. And I agree with everything that Jabal said, but I think you really need to put some caution to the wind and say, what's in the best interest of all the taxpayers in this town, and do the right process on their behalf.
I think we're off the point, though, that's being made, and that is whether we should forward a budget that we're going to say is approved. I agree with Mr. Lambert that we need to make it clear that by approval we don't mean this is our last word on it. It has to be clear that it's not the last word of the council.
It may go up.
In my opinion, too.
Well, again, you know, what everyone has said, you know, Mr. Lambert, Golden, Ms. Durfee. You know, bottom line is, we know that this is not going to be the final budget. You know, and according to the charter, we have to submit a budget to the budget committee.
We're already late.
I know. Yeah. We are. But again, we're putting ourselves in a deeper position by not getting any documents. Because the longer we go, the less time we have to make any significant changes to this budget. And I understand what Mr. Lambert is saying, and I too am worried about what's going to happen in this town, you know, as far as the tax rate is concerned and other taxpayers' revolt and so forth and so on. But again, bottom line is, I believe this council is trying to do its best for all the taxpayers in town and to maintain the services that are desperately needed by everybody in town. And a number has to be given as a starting point, and that's what this budget is. It's not a finalized number, it's a starting point. I think that's what we need to convey to the Budget Committee, that this is the starting point. And as Mr. Gonsalves knows, there's going to be changes made up until probably the day before the fiscal year begins on what the budget will be. And after that, there may have to be supplemental budgets because of the changes and the way the revenue flow may be. But we have to get something. We have to have a starting point. And by doing nothing, we're going to actually create a bigger problem. So we have to send a document to them as a starting point.